Good afternoon, everybody. So when you give hashkacha to different places, there are some issues that are non-kashrus related that come up sometimes, and sometimes these are issues that restaurants are totally unaware that are even halachic issues. So one issue that's come up recently in a number of places is the issue of how we relate to music when it comes to eating, and particularly since restaurants have what's called a wine list, or cocktails, and how that interplays with music is a very fascinating discussion in halacha, and it's something that a lot of people are unaware of. For example, a lot of times restaurants like to have background music playing to create a certain ambiance, especially if it's a higher end kind of establishment. Sometimes a restaurant may want to have a celebration and bring in live music for a 1 year anniversary of their opening or a 10 year anniversary of their opening, and they can't imagine what would ever be wrong with that. Some restaurants want to have a New Year's party. There are plenty of things wrong with that, and they can't imagine what would be wrong with that. And sometimes you'll have people going to a karaoke bar or something like that, just where they're drinking and they're singing and they're playing music. So what are the halachic issues that relate to all this? And then you have to deal with what kind of music, even in those situations where music is going to be mutter. So there's a Mishnah, Maseches Sotah, Daf Mem Ches Amud Aleph. The Mishnah tells us, Misha Batla Sanhedrin Batla Shir Mi Beis HaMishtaos. Now when the Sanhedrin was Batla, so you can no longer have Shir, you can no longer have song in the Beis HaMishtaos. And the Gemara quotes a Pasuk in the Navi Yeshaya Perich Chavdalit, and the Gemara Maseches Gittin tells us similarly, Zimra is going to be Aser. There's an Isra of Zimra, not only with Klei Nagina, but even Bipeh, not only with musical instruments, even to sing. So the Pasuk can discuss whether the Shira Bipeh is Aser only in the Beis HaMishtaos, or even Shalom Beis HaMishtaos, Shira Bipeh is Aser. So Rashi writes, no, Shira Bipeh, that's only in Beis HaMishtaos, that's only if you happen to be drinking, and Tosus brings a Raya to Shitas Rashi, but then Tosus writes, but if it's a kind of music that a person has extreme ta'anug from, extreme enjoyment from, beyond excessive enjoyment from, that he's sleeping and he's waking up with the music at all times, then we should be machmir even shalom bebeis hamishtaos. Now, what's the isser of what's the reason for the isser of having shir bebeis hamishtaos? So the Yerushalmi writes that it comes from a chashash of divrei nevala, that people are going to say that it's going to become inappropriate, the music is going to become inappropriate, after there's no longer a Sanhedrin to keep us in check, it's going to lead to all sorts of different nevala. The Rambam, however, in the fifth parak of Vilchus Tainios, says much more simply that it's not a cheshash of holus or pritzels or anything like that, it's an isser of avelus. We have avelus of the Beis HaMikdash, so part of the avelus we observe over the Beis HaMikdash is that we're careful not to not to sing and drink together, and that's what the Rambam writes, v'chein gazru shalon nagin b'kli shir v'kol minei zemer v'kol mashmiye kol shel shir asu l'smachben v'asu l'shaman mipnei ha'churban. You're not allowed to listen to these things because of the churban. V'afilu shira b'peh alayayin asura. And even singing in the context of drinking is going to be asur. In Maseches Sotah, the Gemara tells us one exception, and that is that Amar Rav Huna Zimra Dinagdi Udabakri Shari, that for people who are pulling boats and Roei Bakar, who are dealing with cattle, so just to be Mizaris them in their Avoda, they sometimes need some music to push them, so that's going to be mutter in that case. So La Halacha, there's three opinions in Rishonim as to what the Gedar and what the exact rules of this Isser are. There is the Sheet of the Shulchan Aruch and the Rambam. Shulchan Aruch is in Tavkuf Samuch, where the Shulchan Aruch says that Shira Bepeh is only Aser Alayayin. If you're drinking and singing together, that's Aser. However, the Shulchan Aruch says, if you're singing Shiros V'Tishbachos HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like at a Shabbos Suda, and you're singing Zemiros, and there's wine at the Zemiros, that's perfectly mutter, and that is even Minog Yisrael, that's what we do. You're allowed to do such things. But Stam, just to be singing karaoke and drinking, that is an Aser combination, even if there isn't any music playing, says the Shulchan Aruch. So Shira Mitoch Simcha of Shtias Yayin is Aser. When it comes to musical instruments, it's Aser even Shalo Ala Yayin, says the Shulchan Aruch, because of the Korban. So Stam, to play music without any sense of Shira Tishbach Sakhar HaKadosh Baruch Hu without any Suddhis Mitzvah or anything like that, Shulchan Aruch takes a hard line that music is Asr. The Tur and the Ramah are a little more Mekil. Now, when you're talking about Klei Zemer and it's a low Alayayin, then for most people it's Mutter. It's only Asr if you're Ragil B'kach and it's something that you have all the time. Whereas Shira Alayayin is Asr for everybody in every situation, Bein B'peh, Bein B'Klei Zemer. It's going to be Asr. And then the Ramah writes, V'yeshar M'tadavka Misha Ragil B'em Gona Malachim Shom D'Meshachim B'Klei Shir O B'Beis HaMishta. That Dafkin, when you're drinking, to have music is going to be problematic. So the Mishabura writes in Sivkat Yud Beis, Ritzon Elomar, Lefi Shehu Alayayin Asru Bazeh, V'afil Misheinu Ragil Bazeh. For everybody, if there's wine involved, there shouldn't be music involved. V'afil B'Peh Asru Alayayin L'Kulei Alma. Even singing without music. V'alkein Yesh Limchos Ba'osim Sheyoshvim Lechos Udasim U'Bachutz Omdim U'Menagnim. He says we have to make a machah, says Mishnah Berurah, against those who eat their meals and there's musical accompaniment from the outside. People do this every day. That is an absolute isur, says the Mishnah Berurah. The third shita is also shita sarambam, but tshuva sarambam. And the Rambam in the tshuva says different than he does in the Yad HaChazaka. And he says that any type of zemer is asur, bein bepeh, bein bekli, bein alayayin, bein shalol alayayin, even a niggin without any words at all is going to be asr. The Torah quotes it of Elhu Bir b'tshuvas she'ela da'afilu b'peh asr af b'lo mishta. That is the most machmir of all the opinions, that no music, no singing, no nothing, whether there's yayin or there's not yayin. Mishnah Berurah in Sivkat Yud Gimel writes u'bach pasak da'afilu b'lo yayin gam kein asr da'amirin b'gemara dafka zimr shal moshchei finos al moshchei b'karim shari. The Gemara says that if you're working and you need to be mizaris yourself in your work, that's mutter. Mashma, everything else is going to be Asr. So that's the shita of the Rambam in the Tshuva. The Mishnah Berurah says, Al Kain, Noshima Mizamrus Bepeh Beis Malachton, Yeshlim Chosleen, that women who like to sing while they're doing their work, we should make a macha, V'meinun Shamos Mutav Shir Shogin. But if they're not going to listen, then leave them alone. Better that they should be Shogin than be Mezidin. Sharatzin, he says, V'mizamrus Te'liashinatino Kshari. But if they sing to the baby, to put the baby to sleep, that's going to be Mutter. So there's a very, very, that's a very strong stance. The stance of the Rambam in the Tshuva. So how do we pass in the Maisa? So the best we could do, the most makel we can go is like the Ramah. And even the Ramah says to have Klei Zemer while you're eating a meal is going to be problematic. So in the Tshuva's Igros Moshe, in Chelek Alvesim Kuv Samach Vav, the Ramosha writes that Bal Nefesh should be Machmir like the Rambam in the Tshuva. Whoa! That a Bal Nefesh ideally should be Machmir like the most Machmir of all the Shitos. However, Rav Vadya writes in Yechavadas Chelek that af b'klei negina yesh lahakel kol she'ein bo cheshash pritzus v'holus al shirei kodesh v'chein ha'minog lahakel. He says that even with klei negina you could be mekel, again not talking about when you're drinking wine. He says that as long as there's no cheshash of holus or pritzus or anything like that, because chazal were only gozer b'mishta or misha ragil b'kach, but as long as you're not b'mishta, so it comes out a little funny. Rav Meisha says you should say like the Rambam, and Rav Vadya says you should do like the Ramah, right? So that's the that comes out a little bit backwards. But there is a very important exception to all of this, and that is when it comes to a context of a mitzvah. The Ramah writes the halacha, what Tosa says in Gittin, that letzorich mitzvah in the base chasen v'kala hakol shari, everything is going to be mutter. And the Mishnah Berurah says bein bepeh, bein bekli, alayayin, as long as there's no nivel peh involved, it's all going to be mutter. Rav Moshe writes, and when we say chasen v'kala, it's lav davka chasen v'kala, it's just an example. Hu adin kol Dvar mitzvah. Every Dvar mitzvah is going to be mutter. So you're having any sort of Suddhas mitzvah, a bris, a bar mitzvah, a wedding, a shever brachas, a siyum, a achnas, a sefer Torah, any such thing you can have with the wine, with the singing, and with the music, that's all going to be okay for Dvar mitzvah. Meish is not sure whether a shul dinner counts, right? Or a yeshiva dinner, whether a dinner that's raising money, because it's raising money for an important mosad, for a tzedakah, so is that going to be, is that going to count? Is that going to be enough of a Dvar mitzvah to allow? So how does it play out in terms of our restaurants? Or if Shechter has a tshuva that he wrote for the OU, where they wanted to know, one of the restaurants wanted to play non-Jewish music over the speakers, you know, as a soft background music in a fancy restaurant. So Rav Shachter points out that there are three reasons that non-Jewish music would be problematic. First of all, very often it's kol isha. So even though it's yadua that there are those that are mekel b'shas al-chak with recorded kol isha or whatever, but l'chadchila certainly it's not correct to barabim, where anyone can walk in, that everyone's got to follow your kula in kol isha. So it's definitely not correct to do like that. The second of all, he says, even if it's men singing, very often if you're listening to non-Jewish music, the words are entirely inappropriate, and that's you know, you don't want that to happen. You don't want to, it's not, obviously not appropriate to listen to words that are not appropriate. And then he said, even if it's a song without any words, it's just music. This is something Rav Shachter talks about a lot. He says all the time. He says af bazeh gam ken yesh lefakpek shari kol uman, anyone who does something creative, a mechaber sefer, a mechadish nigin, an artist who paints a picture, machnis es omek nishmaso el toch yitzirasa ukalosh nazar al pasuk vayipach ba'ap av nishmas chayim man denafach mitocho nafach, that when you put your creativity into something, you're giving over some of your neshama to it. And he says it's not so healthy for nishmas Yehudi to be mushpa from nigune hanachrim, which comes with the neshama that generated that music. So those are the concerns with playing the non-Jewish music. And therefore he says, but it seems to be that because these restaurants will say that they're going to lose so much business if they don't play some music, and no one wants to hear the Jewish music playing over the thing while they're trying to eat dinner. So they'd rather have the non-Jewish classical music, let's say, playing in the background. So we allow them to do that. But that's assuming that there's a difference between recorded music and live music, which is not so obvious. It's not so obvious to begin with. But people are already makel like that. They're makel that they can have recorded music playing over the speakers as they're eating dinner. So okay, what are we going to do? We can't stop it. But lola hosavala, right? The lolosa avalhava the lolosavala. We shouldn't go and add more heterim. So to bring in live music as a person is eating dinner and drinking wine, that for sure is not correct. That for sure people shouldn't do. So lemaisa, we have no choice sometimes but to permit non-Jewish music without words, but definitely not live music, and even recorded l'chora really should have been a problem. Okay, everyone have a great day.